Hello students, welcome to module 2 of the chapter Fire, Friend and Foe, chapter 8 of your book Honeycomb in English. So moving on straight away to the presentation, you can see that I have kept the same introductory slide just like in module 1 only, and I consciously chose not to change anything because in order to keep the essence of the chapter intact. Okay, so I had this thing in mind that yes, something like fire, okay, some pictures which should be which is appropriate should be used. So I felt like not to change the image or anything regarding the introductory in the introductory slide. So moving on to the second slide, you can see we can see that the second half, okay, the second way of putting out a fire and the third way have been discussed. Now in the first half, as we could see, we already had discussed the first way, okay, the first element which is to be removed for closing a fire or for stopping a fire is fuel. Now here we have discussed the second way of putting out a fire. Okay, what is given in your text is that by cutting off the oxygen supply, okay, and the second way of putting out a fire is by cutting off the oxygen supply. No oxygen means no fire. For example, small fires can be put out or smothered with a damp blanket or a sack. Okay, a small fire means suppose, just I gave an example in module 1 that while cooking an accident happens, the flame turns high, then what happens, there is a and the whole kitchen, it is set ablaze. Okay, so what you do, what somebody can do immediately, that a damp blanket or a sack can be used if a small fire is there. Okay, or suppose the gas which you are using and those pockets, okay, those on which your this utensils are kept, okay, the flame is high, then suddenly it catches fire, okay, suddenly the flame turns very high, then you can use a damp blanket or a sack. But suppose the whole kitchen is set ablaze, then it is not advisable to use a damp blanket or a sack. It is dangerous. Why, we will see, okay, later on. Now smothered means to suffocate, okay, to cover up. Now these can therefore be brought under control. One might have noticed that many a times blankets are thrown over burning objects to put the fire. Carbon dioxide extinguisher is another way to extinguish fire. Okay, carbon dioxide extinguisher is another way. So another option is given. Okay, blankets are thrown over burning objects to put out the fire. So, and carbon dioxide extinguisher is another way. So what the writer is suggesting in a subtle way is that carbon dioxide extinguisher is always good. Okay, it is safe. Now carbon dioxide extinguisher, it is to be known that how to use it. Okay, we cannot use it, or a person who doesn't know, who hasn't handled it before, cannot handle it. Okay, that person has to know how to use it. So it is one of the safest ways, as the writer is suggesting. The third way, the third way is to reduce the flash temperature. Okay, that is the heating point. It can be done by spraying water on a burning material, which lowers down the temperature. However, water should not be used to put out an electrical or an oil fire. It is because the person might receive a major shock in the first case, and in the latter, flowing water carries the burning oil with it and thus can spread the fire easily. Here again, carbon dioxide extinguisher is the best way to control electrical fire. Now we'll go into the details of what this point holds. So it can be done by spraying water on a burning material. Okay, spraying water is very commonly done, okay, which lowers down the temperature. But water should not be used, okay, the writer is strictly mentioning, to put out an electrical fire or an oil fire. Okay, electrical appliance, suppose your fridge catches fire, refrigerator catches fire, or the heater which you are, room heater which you are using, that catches fire, then in any way it is not advisable that water should be used. It is because the person might receive a major shock in the first case. Then comes the case of oil fire. Okay, for example, kerosene oil drops and somehow it catches fire, okay, you are or lighting a kerosene lamp, or many, okay, we had kerosene lamps, many of us had kerosene lamps, we have seen it during our childhood. Now it is no longer used, then your stuff might catch fire. So that kind of a thing, an oil fire, it is because the person might receive a shock. This was the first case, in the case of an electrical fire. But in the case of an oil fire, the flowing water carries the burning oil with it and thus can spread the fire easily, okay. Now, oil is what? Oil is lighter than water, okay. So, it floats onto the surface of the water and carries the burning, and the water carries the burning oil with it. And this is how the fire is spread. No matter the water is there, still it spreads, okay. So, in both the cases, in both the case of an electrical fire or an oil fire, carbon dioxide extinguisher is the best way to control electrical fire. So, the writer is advising that we should not take any chances, we should not use water or any other way to put out an electrical fire or an oil fire. We should always try to take help of the carbon dioxide extinguisher, or maybe the fire ambulance should be called in order to douse the place they reach. Okay, the firefighters, they reach in time to help you out. So in no case chances should be taken. Now on the right hand side you can see pictures of fire extinguishers. Okay, so four pictures are there. One uses water, one uses powder, one uses foam, and another uses carbon dioxide. So, their uses and their color coding is done. Okay, their uses and color coding is shown. White for water, blue for powder, yellow for foam, and black for CO2. And it has downwards, you can see, okay, just below the pictures of the extinguishers, you can see what to do and what not to do. Okay, the do's and don'ts regarding the usage of these extinguishers. For example, for the powder extinguisher, it is to be used for liquid and electric fires. It is not to be used on metal fires. Okay, then for foam, it is to be used on liquid fires. It is not to be used on electrical or metal fires. Then for water, wood, paper, textile and solid material fire. Not to be used on liquid, electrical or metal fires, which is given in your text. And finally, the extinguisher using carbon dioxide, it is to be used on liquid and electrical fires and not to be used on metal fires. So this is important. So the do's and don'ts. Now, what is important is that whenever we use a carbon dioxide extinguisher, we should know the ins and outs a little bit, okay, how to use, where to use, and we should handle it carefully. Now, moving on to the third slide, you can see, I just now talked about firefighters, so the picture of the firefighters, okay, they come in fire brigades as it is written, and they are a trained team of people who know how to handle every kind of fire, okay. Be it a fire in a building, be it a fire which arises, suppose a whole building is burning down, or suppose a house catches fire anywhere, okay, a blazing site, a forest fire, anywhere, the firefighters are there to help us out. So they are trained people, skilled people, as you can see, and they know how to handle all kinds of fire and fire causing injuries. They cut off electricity supply, knock down dangerous walls, spray water and other materials to control the blaze. Okay, so they have these things handy and they know how to deal with it. Dangerous walls may be there. Okay, suppose a building is encompassed by a huge wall. Okay, so that wall has to be broken down. Water is to be sprayed. Okay, so they carry this huge pipe. Okay, the huge tankers they carry. Control the blaze, and they have good knowledge of first aid as well and are able to provide immediate help to people suffering from burn injuries or from the effects of smoke. So they have this they have all these, okay, they have all these things available with them in order to help people out suffering from burn injuries or from the effects of smoke. And they have knowledge of first aid. Okay, suppose a person gets injured in a fire, or a person gets people living in a family may be injured, then they know how to provide first aid. So a human chain to douse a fire. Douse means to stop a fire, okay. extinguish a fire. Now, it is to be noted that construction of buildings today require ensuring of fire prevention norms. So, all buildings today, before their construction, they have to take permission of the government and they have to make sure that all fire prevention norms they are following, and the buildings, fire alarms are there, fire extinguishers are there at every important points, all entry and exit points especially. Now, discovery of fire has indeed been a great boon to mankind. It is in fact one of the sources to nurture mankind and is one of the celebrated classical elements or physical elements of cosmic creation, Panch Mahabhut. Fire is also worshipped as God in many cultures around the globe. It is a dear friend as long as it is used properly. But it can turn dangerous if it remains out of our control. So it is one of the important elements of cosmic creation. You can see ether, okay, water, then fire, air. Okay, ether, then earth, then water, fire, air. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 5 elements are there. So this completes the Panch Mahabhut or the cosmic creation. The universe is made of these 5 elements. Okay, and so fire is one of the most important elements. Okay, is one of the most important elements of creation. And finally, this picture of this fire brigade. Okay, this fire brigade truck is there, and you can see that it is heavily equipped. Okay, these staircases are there. This hose pipe is there, and the tankers are visible a little bit clear. And this fire brigade truck, it always comes. Okay, it is always there to help you out. Now, that fourth slide. The 5th, the 6th and the 7th, okay, all the four, the next four slides, they deal with word meanings. And these word meanings, just like in module 1, the word meanings are on the right hand side, and on the left hand side, I have dealt with the corresponding paragraphs, which will help you out to understand. So, for the first two words, mothered, extinguish, followed by the 5th slide, where there are 3 words, prayed, appliances, extinguisher, okay. And then the 6th slide contains 6 words, chains, ensure, observance, prevention, brigades, trained. And finally, the 7th slide, where you can see, possess skills, knockdown, aid, cope, settled, mode. So there is a phrasal verb also, knockdown. So just I told in module 1 also that a phrasal verb is important, and there is this verb and this preposition together used. So this is a phrasal verb. So what is important is that all the word meanings are to be read carefully along with their corresponding paragraphs in order to understand the lesson better. So I think both the modules, the first and the second, are enough to help you out, it will help you out to understand the chapter better and to have a clear knowledge of what the writer is trying to say. So the fire is obviously, as you can see, we understood, fire is both our friend and our foe. Okay, it is our friend as long as we use it properly, we use it cautiously, and it is our enemy if it gets out of control, if we allow it to rule over us. Okay, so this was all for module 2.